It's the 25th of January. I'm Steve-O and this is your Bedford News. On Bedford High Street, there will be 10 months of roadworks starting in February. This will be to widen the pavement on both sides, but at the expense of reducing the road to single lane, something which hasn't gone down well with everyone that relies on the route. Some local business owners have expressed concerns these changes will drive even more shoppers away from the town centre towards retail parks and neighbouring towns where transport and parking is easier. If you live on the route, prepare for nearly a year of disruption. However, Bedford Council has said your bins will still be collected on the scheduled day and street cleansing will be done as usual. Motorists rushing to catch a Thameslink train from Bedford or Flitwick stations can now pay for parking up to 24 hours afterwards. This is a welcome change for those of us that are always in a hurry. Despite the snow, the new footbridge on Manton Lane in Bedford was installed yesterday. Long-time residents may recall the bridge used to be in the same spot connecting Bedford Modern School to its sports field. The school demolished the original bridge as they didn't want to pay for disabled access upgrades. The new bridge, which is on public land, is now the responsibility of Bedford Council to maintain from public funds, something which hasn't reflected well on the school or the council. The Conservative councillor of Arlesey, Richard Wenham, is now the new leader of Central Beds Council. He'll be in the position until at least the next local elections in May 2023. Well done, Richard. That's it from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.